When you look out the airplane window as you fly into Charlotte, the trees thin, the uptown skyline rises into view, and the buildings of West Charlotte grow larger as your plane drops altitude. Right before touching down, you glimpse solar panels glinting across the airport's parking lots and in between the runways. Oh, not familiar with that last part? Well, the city of Charlotte hopes you will be. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports the city is soliciting bids for an ambitious solar project at the airport.
The CLT Center at the airport was busy. The conference room filled with about 60 energy developers, all interested in the project to build solar panels at the airport on building rooftops, between runways, and on canopies over the parking lots. Charlotte Energy and Sustainability Manager Robert Focus wasn't expecting so many to turn out.
I'm really thrilled that you're here. We've had a tremendous response to this, obviously a lot more folks than we expected we would, which is wonderful.
The airport will lease the land and get the profits. At more than 128 acres and up to 53 megawatts of power, it's easily the largest solar project the city's ever attempted. Developers and financiers at the meeting said they're excited as much about recognition as profit. Mike Whitson, president of Davidson-based PCG Solar, says he'll submit a proposal.
It certainly brings a bit of good press for you.
It is going to be a signature that the rest of the people who fly in and out of this airport take with them.
Francis Koster, representing the Appalachian Institute for Renewable Energy.
It'll become part of a trademark of Charlotte as a progressive city. This is much more than just about energy. This is about branding the city. And that's one of the reasons that there's so much enthusiasm about it.
But there's a good deal of red tape. Since it's at the airport, builders will need to make sure panels aren't glinting into pilots' eyes or interfering with flight plans. And they'll need FAA approval for construction. Dust from airport development, city paperwork, and tree ordinances are also concerns. But most of all, prospective bidders worried about Duke Energy. Chris Larson of solar company Cubotics says it's important the utility buys in.
I think it's very ambitious, and I'm concerned that without some explicit cooperation from the utility, there'll be some major hurdles that a lot of the developers will not be able to overcome.
By law, Duke would have to buy the power, but it can negotiate the rate for this size project. The deadline for proposals is next month, although it may be extended. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.